Pesachim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Hivu lefanov mitabel bechazeres. So they'd bring in front of him to dip the chazeres, which means that he'd eat the chazeres, like the Rav explains. They used to always dip things, so dipping means that he's going to dip it to eat it. Now it's lav dafka chazeres, which is what we use as maror, I guess, romaine letters or things like that. We're dealing with now karpas, because now we just did kadesh in the previous mishnah. Urchatz has already understood that you do this before you would be metabel bechazeres, but now we're up to karpas, and they would be metabel bechazeres. This is a case specifically where they had no other vegetables. We could use potatoes or other things too, but here all you had was maror. And the Mishnah is telling us that you can even be metabel, you can do dipping with the chazeres. Now, what do you dip it into? So the Rav says we're not dealing with what we call charoses, because the Rav says it would have spelled it out, like it spells it out soon in the Mishnah. Rather, we're dealing with stam, like salt water, like we do. But Taisi Zanta brings the Bishonim, we'll ask if this is the case. One of the reasons for dipping in charoses is to be mevatel the aras, like the poison or whatever, acid, whatever's in the lettuce, that it should be nullified by the charoses. So if so, why are we not doing it at the beginning of the Suda over here? So the Rush brings Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Teretz is because we usually normally eat lettuce the whole year. We don't always use charoses to dip it in. So that which we are careful to dip in the charoses, it's dafka when it's done l'shei mitzvah, which we do later, like when we do it for maror. There, because it's done l'shei mitzvah, for some reason, we're more machmer and we require that you would dip it in charoses. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe the pshat is because it's a mitzvah, people would be more machmer with the shear of it, and they're likely to eat a lot more of it just by itself, and therefore we would need charoses. Mashen kem, it's not done l'tzarcha mitzvah, we're not so concerned. And therefore, the Rav learns that we're dafka dealing with dipping not into charoses here. You don't have to. Other Rishonim learn that we're dafka dealing with charoses. Anyway, so you're metabel b'chazeretz ad shemegil l'paperes hapas, until you get to paperes hapas. What does that mean? The Rav learns it's talking about eating matzah, paperes hapas. Now, it's very interesting here what the Rav says with paperes hapas. He has a different girsa, ad shemegil l'farperes hapas. And the Rav says la'achilas matzah. So for sure, pas is matzah. What is the lashon of l'farperes hapas? So first I saw Taisisanta brings it means like to crush it down into little crumbs. So it's stam, it just means that you're metabel b'chazeres, you do karpas until you get to eating matzah, the fire press pas, to crush it into crumbles, to eat matzah. Or like he brings like the Ran b'shem and Ramban, that it's called this because matzah is made out of wafers. That's why the matzah itself is called parperes, which is matzah, which is pas. So parperes pas just means matzah, or the Aruch learns parperes pas means the time to eat matzah. But Kol Pachos, the Tosfos Yontif is learning parperes pas is matzah. However, I saw the Rush learns, and I see that the Melechus Shlomo brings Tosfos, that parperes pas is talking about maror, meaning you're metabel b'chazeres until you get to the maror, which is after the pas. And if you actually look in the Rav inside, it actually seems that he's actually learning this way, because first he says, l'farperes pas, to eat matzah. And then he says, and the chiddush here is to teach us that there's no other food that's mafsik between yirakus and matzah. And then he says, because before you get to maror, chazeres shel mitzvah, where you say achilas maror, you have to eat matzah first. So why is the Rav talking about maror over here, if the whole point is that you shouldn't have any hefsik between karpas and matzah? Elamai, what I think he means is that he's learning in the Mishnah, like the Rush, that you're metabel b'chazeres until you get to parperes pas maror, which is there to mefarper pas. It's an appetizer. It draws appetite to the bread that you're eating. And on that, the Rav says the chiddush is that there's not going to be any hefsek between the lettuce, which is going to be maror, the lettuce that you're eating now as karpas, and the maror that you're going to be eating from the same lettuce later, except for the matzah that's in between, but no other food is going to come between them. Mishnah continues, Avilo fond of matzah v'chazeres v'charosas u'shnei tavshilin. So now they bring the seder plate in front of him. They have the matzah, the chazeres, which is the maror, v'charosas, u'shnei tavshilin, and two dishes. One is for the Karban Pesach, and one is for the Karban Chagiga. Taisanta brings the Gemara. Rav Yosef says they both have to be meat. But we know the minig is that we bring a zroa that's roasted, and also an egg that's roasted for the Chagiga. Af al pi shein charosas mitzvah. And we put it on the Seder plate, even though charosas is not a mitzvah. Like we just said, it's there to be mevato, the sraf, the acid of the chazeres. However, Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok amir mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because a zecher to the tapuach, that they would give birth without any pain, and also the mortar, the tit. So the Rambam actually writes in Yad HaChazakah that Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, that is a mitzvah. However, we don't make a bracha on the charoses because it's tafel to the maror, which is interesting because it's not like a birchas anenin that we don't make a bracha when it's tafel to something else. Here you even have a bracha of a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is on the food, but the food is tafel to something else, you therefore don't make a bracha, even though you're being mekayim the mitzvah. And in the Mikdash, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would actually bring the Karban Pesach at this time as well.